Chapter 27. Dressed now, and warmed by the full English breakfast that Jane had prepared for him, Enzo retraced his footsteps of yesterday along the beach at Port Melite, footsteps erased by the tide. But the tracks Killian had laid down were not lost, just obscured, and one by one Enzo was uncovering them, like an archaeologist brushing away the dust of time. He still had no idea where they would lead. How to get inside Killian's head? That was the problem. He was missing something, he knew, and that one key would probably unlock the secret. He ran through all the clues again. Ronald Ross and his mosquitoes, Agadir and the man who had not died, the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Paris, and the notes. What could he have meant by boiling the icicles? Who was the liar he had been fighting? Was it the same man who had not died in Agadir? He thought back to the phone call Killian had made to Jane the night of the murder. Might there have been something he said that night that Enzo had missed? He turned and looked back along the beach. Tall chestnut trees were shedding the last of their leaves around the stone benches that overlooked it. The houses sharing the rise sat square and solid, cheek by jowl, facing the sunrise like old friends, greeting the day. Across the shining waters, the Breton coast smudged the horizon. It was a magical spot, sheltered and private. There was an intimacy about it, spoiled only by the stain of a man's murder. The thought jarred, like a discordant note in a dreamy symphony. Enzo turned and walked briskly back to the house. When he got to the annex, he sat once again behind Killian's desk and surveyed the clues laid out before him. He had brought through the post-it and message pad from the fridge and laid them out alongside the diary and the post-it from the desk lamp. The encyclopedias were all open at the relevant pages. And against the desk lamp itself he had propped Ronald Ross's framed poem about mosquitoes. His eyes were drawn to a line of it which made sense now in the context of Ross's discovery. But somewhere, far away in the back of his brain, sparking neurons were making almost subliminal connections. "I find thy cunning seeds, O million murdering death." The plasmodium found in the mosquito's stomach, of course. But with Killian's fondness for wordplay, might there be some hidden meaning here? O death, where is thy sting? Thy victory, O grave? Grave?